When Alaskans go to the polls in August to vote in the primary election, they will also decide the fate of ballot measure 4. KBBI's Mike Mason examined the ballot measure for this report.
Supporters call the measure the Clean Water Initiative, while opponents call it the Mining Shutdown Initiative. The truth is likely somewhere in between. Bruce Switzer is the senior technical advisor for Alaskans for Clean Water, which is the group sponsoring ballot measure number 4. He contends that the measure simply brings back a law that was in effect before the administration of former Governor Frank Murkowski.
There was a regulation on the books prohibiting the discharge of mine waste into salmon spawning streams. He rolled that back and allowed mine waste discharge into salmon spawning streams. What ballot measure number 4 does is simply go back to the pre-Murkowski regulation prohibiting the discharge of mine waste into salmon streams.
Ballot measure number 4 stipulates that licenses and permits for a prospective large-scale metallic operation may not be granted to any entity that releases or discharges a toxic pollutant in a measurable amount that will affect human health or welfare or any stage of the life cycle of salmon. Section 3 of the ballot measure says that this act does not apply to existing large-scale metallic mineral mining operations that have received all required permits and licenses. This grandfather provision concerns Joe Mathis, the vice president of operations for Nana Pacific, which is a partner in the Red Dog Mine in northwest Alaska. He says the ballot measure, if passed, would force the Red Dog Mine to close when the current mine site is done producing in just a few years.
We're in the process of permitting new deposits, and these new deposits are going to require new permits. And so we got one deposit that won't come online until about 15 years now. So tell me, how would we expand to that deposit, expand the mine, without permits?
Willis Lyford is the campaign manager for the group Alaskans Against the Mining Shutdown that was formed to oppose ballot measure number 4. He has lots of concerns about the ballot measure, including its impact on the ability of existing mines to expand. Lyford says the grandfather clause in the initiative is unclear as to what would and what would not be allowed.
The concern is that it's not clear and defined. It says existing mines would not be affected and their existing facilities. The problem we have is there's no definition of what would be considered an existing facility. And what we believe is that existing mines that try to enlarge and develop new facilities, they would not be, in fact, protected under this measure. So the concern is going forward, new facilities at existing sites could be seriously impacted, and that could seriously impair a mine's growth in the future.
Both the proponents and opponents of ballot measure number 4 are running media campaigns across the state to try and inform and influence voters in advance of the primary election on August 26th. You can find more information on ballot measure number 4 and the media campaign to get the measure passed online at AlaskansForCleanWater.com. The website for the opponents of ballot measure number 4 is AgainstTheShutdown.com. In Homer, I'm Mike Mason.